2 weeks ago, we had some heartbreak in town. That was the last day that the Insights Science Museum was open. But there's hope on the horizon, because we have here today Lori Paternoster and Michael Churchman, who are the co-founders of Lynx Exhibits, and they've been working on something for a while. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
Thanks.
Tell me what you're up to.
Well, we're thrilled to introduce El Paso Explorium, which will be opening January 26th, and we're calling it a living laboratory museum for children, mm-hmm. and it will work like a laboratory in the sense that we're inviting El Pasoans to come in and look at our great exhibits and decide what they like, what they don't like, what they'd like to see us add, and hopefully it will be a strong foundation for the City Children's Museum.
Well, now, when did you start working on this idea with Insights?
We started on the Children's Museum concept 2 years ago, and about half of the way through, we invited Insights to be a portion of that to join us. And at that time, they weren't prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the bond election came up, and then the baseball. So when the baseball stadium came up, we offered them space. But they still weren't prepared, and so mm-hmm. now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. But meanwhile, this is an ongoing dream that we've had for a long time, and we feel that El Paso is the largest city in the United States without a children's museum, and that's a catastrophe for this community, you know.
Yes, needs to be.
And so we decided to fix that.
Yes.
And so what we're having is we're opening our first exhibit in January. Mm-hmm. And it's in the building next door, which has a lot better lighting, and it's lighted for Children's Museum. And it's going to be very, very upscale and very, very exciting.
So there's been something like a fork in the road, two different paths taken, one by Insights and one by Lynx, correct?
Right. Insights will be going into the schools as mm-hmm. a museum without walls. So they will be taking science and technology into the classrooms and doing experiments and that kind of thing. And what we're hoping is there's a national movement that is saying that people aren't being trained to go to museums. So in this way, we go to where they are, go to the community fairs, that kind of thing. We're going to go to the Race for the Cure, for instance, and mm-hmm. create a whole tent on the Children's Museum to train people that aren't going downtown to the museums why they're important.
Yes.
And so while they do that, then they can send people downtown then to what we're doing. And then we'll have the physical presence of a 16,000 square feet exhibit that will grow in stages to mm-hmm. Provide the permanent part of that science and technology.
This is the vitality of what you are doing. The excitement of it is really intense for me personally, because I remember visiting, of course, the Exploratorium in San Francisco and spending a day with the kids there, to where it's both a children's museum and a science museum, because we're all kids when we're there. It's so exciting to be there. And now I noticed that you used Explorium, a made-up word apparently.
Yeah, it's an anagram between explore and museum.
Okay.
And the idea is that instead of having a set path for you to follow, like mm-hmm. An art museum, say, example, we're having open exploration.
Yes.
So you go in and you play with things, you use things how the child or the adult or the person feels they should be used. So we're low on instructions. And
the creativity.
And high on creativity, mm-hmm. self-direction, self-exploration, and fun. And in that way, you can learn a lot of different things.
What is your background in knowing what makes for a good exhibit?
We're grown-up kids.
Oh, there
That's
you
our
have
background.
It.
I come from the creative disciplines, a former journalism person, and Mike's an engineer, and so he's very creative with inventing things. Mm-hmm. We've done almost 7 years now of traveling exhibits with Lynx Exhibits. We've gone to many, many museums across the country. And we've created now an Explorers Advisory Board for kids 8 to 18, and we're hoping they're going to come in and tell us what they like and what they don't like about a children's museum.
I really love that aspect, that you are listening to your customers, so to speak. You're getting input from the community.
Well, I'm hoping we learned a lesson from some recent bond issues. and we're yes. hoping that this will be El Paso's museum. I'm a native El Pasoan. Mike has adopted it as his city. Mm-hmm. We wanted to give this gift to El Paso. And we want it to be filled with what El Paso wants. We want them to come in and literally vote on the exhibits that are there. We're going to open with four areas: aviation, high-tech, construction, and role-play. Mm-hmm. The role-play is going to be an Old West El Paso town. High-tech, going to be some very cool new stuff. Construction, you can build bridges and shake them on a earthquake table. And we're hoping that people come in and say, yeah, that's great, but can you add this? Or, no, we really need brighter colors in here. And then it will be their museum, which is what it's all about. So.
Well, that kind of input makes all the difference in making people welcome, which is sometimes one of the things that the word museum can be a little off-putting to the public if you don't feel that you're welcome there. But you're obviously opening the doors wide, and that's what you're going to do on, I believe it's Saturday, January 26th. And your admission, $6 to $8 admission, very reasonable. Mm-hmm. You are now a nonprofit.
Correct.
That's correct.
What has that enabled you to do that you couldn't do before as a nonprofit?
Well, as a 501c3, then it does enable us to seek grants.
Mm-hmm.
It also makes it a lot easier for the city to work with us if they choose to, because one of the problems we had before is all of the museums are nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
and we were operating as a for-profit.
Yes.
And so there's some barriers that they're not allowed to participate. And this opens mm-hmm. a door for a little better cooperation. And so we're hoping to grow this into what will eventually be the city's vision of a children's museum and science center. And with my background and my technology, you know, we're able to select items that are just off the wall as far as tech. Like we have an interactive floor where you can actually move your foot and it causes things to happen on the floor. We have an interactive table. You know, we're doing a lot of things like that that you don't see in this community, that you don't see in anything except the top museums in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do. Like what we do with Lynx is bring world-class exhibits. We want to do the same thing with the Children's Museum and bring the world-class thing. And at the same time, we don't want to forget the kids. And there has been research that most exhibits are designed by adults.
Mm-hmm.
And the last statistic I saw is 88% of exhibits that are purely by adults are failures because they don't listen.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not total failures, but you let the kids give the input, like the idea of directions. If you give them too much structure, mm-hmm. they don't have as much fun. But if you just open the door and throw balls all over the floor, the kids will entertain themselves for hours.
What is your engineering background?
Electronics.
Electronics. And how have you made your living, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, I created Rocky Mountain Radar, which is a consumer electronics company.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been building products for the consumers for 24 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, I'm a defense electronics background, electronic warfare.
Goodness sakes. And so going from that, when did you start with the sense of playfulness using your and the inventiveness in your electronics work?
Well, I've always kind of played that because, you know, I design a product for cars that people think are a little bit edgy.
Yes, and, like?
Well, it's a radar scrambler. Makes you invisible to police radar.
Ooh, you're the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one of my little toys, you know.
Well, how big a part of what is going on at Lynx starts in his head?
A lot of it does. 7 years ago, we went to City Museum in St. Louis and saw what they had to offer, and we both were at the point in our lives where we just wanted to do something fun, and it came down to this museum, and he can sit in the office. There's five of us that come up with exhibits and mm-hmm. talk about them, and we say, can you make this work? And he just gets this little glow in his eyes, and he goes, of course I can make it work.
Uh-huh. How many failures do you have before you get a success?
If I stay in my field, not very many. When I'm experimenting with other things, I built an earthquake simulator for Insights when I was on the board. The small miscalculation, it was like 8 on a Richter scale instead of the 5 I was shooting for. So we had
to. The kids loved it.
Yeah, the kids loved it. Yeah. But we had to remind them to keep their tongue in their mouth and their mouth closed so they don't bite themselves. But it worked, you know, the way it was supposed to. It was a little too powerful.
Well, now, on the things that you've designed and will be designing for us here in El Paso, are these the kinds of things that if other children's museums around the country wanted to get one, could they come to you?
Sure. Yeah, we do a lot of things like that, you know.
How neat.
And we're always open to, you know, museums, a lot of them are actually pretty good about sharing information. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to Denver, and they offered to give us a formula for their bubble making things and stuff like that.
Excellent.
So you know, yeah, we're always open to share.
How neat. So we have our own electronics Da Vinci right here in El Paso. This is such a neat discovery. I didn't know that was where some of the fun was coming from. I want to thank my guests, Lori Paternoster and Michael Churchman, who are the co-founders of Lynx Exhibits and soon to be opened as the El Paso Explorium at 320 West San Antonio. That's next to the Lynx building. Grand opening will be Saturday, January 26th, $6 to $8 admission. And it's going to be free from 5 to 8 every third Tuesday. So that'll be a nice outing for the evenings once a month. Contact information for the new Explorium is 533-4330, or you can visit lynxexhibits.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.